complaining, I'm thinking, you're such a fool. Your lost daddy tried to help you. You wouldn't listen to him. Preachers talk to you, people talk to you, your boss men talk to you, but you're a fool. So now you're laying here paralyzed from the neck down, and you're counting holes in a ceiling tile, trying to make figures in a ceiling tile, trying to make the time pass quicker because it's so
That's right.
long. Just lay here. You don't treasure anything till you lose it most of the time. You treasure anything. Some of you sit here, this means nothing. It means absolutely nothing. The songs meant nothing. Sunday school meant nothing. It means absolutely nothing.
Right.
But one day it will.
Yes, sir.
It meant nothing to me at a time. Nothing.
That's right. It
meant absolutely nothing. 2 Timothy chapter 1, we better get there before I wind up. Zach Newton. Second Timothy chapter 1.
Oh gosh.
This is bad, ain't it? I love them both, buddy.
Amen.
I love Brother Newton.
Yes, sir.
He is a dear, dear friend. 2 Timothy chapter 1, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son. You reckon you love me? My dearly beloved son. And that's a spiritual son. Relating to Christ. Oh, what a son.
Right.
Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. That's love, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears. That's love, ain't it? That I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance, he said, when I think about the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. What's a heritage, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that a heritage?
Man.
To have a godly grandma.
Yeah.
And to have a godly mama.
Amen.
It's priceless. It's priceless. There's no money to be put in having a godly grandma.
That's right.
And a godly mama.
Yes, sir.
And now you're saved. What a heritage. You know what grief I've spent in my life because of the sin?
Sure.
Do you know what torment is right here? Torment because of sin.
Right.
That devilish music.
That's right.
It don't go away. It don't go away. All I got to do is pull into a store, pull into a gas station, hear it on them speakers. All but comes back.
That's right.
You sneak around. You listening to me, girls? Sneak around and listen to stuff. Go ahead. You're not going to forget it.
That's right.
Go ahead and sneak around and listen to that ungodly music. Go ahead. Go ahead and watch stuff. Go ahead and sneak around and watch stuff that you're not supposed to watch.
That's right.
Go ahead and look at things that you're not supposed to look at. Aside from God and mercy, them images are not going to go away. They're still in there.
That's right.
Them scientists say that everything you hear is still in there. Everything. They said it's in there.
Yep.
They said every word that said is still out there somewhere. Isn't that amazing?
Yes, sir.
And if the devil has his way, he'll make sure it don't go away. Mm-hmm. He'll bring it back up.
That's right.
So if you got a heritage today and you're sitting here in church instead of sitting at home listening to some kind of ungodly, devilish music, that's what I grew up with. I grew up with ungodly music, ranting, raving, partying, cussing, wickedness, constantly. My fondest memories as a child was hell raising.
Right.
Hell raising. Mm-hmm. We put locks on our bedroom door so it wouldn't come out in the midst of it. Music booming all night long. Wake up the next day, the stinking house a wreck. Go on. That ain't my message. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. My point was, you're in church today.
Amen.
You got a heritage.
Amen.
That's right.
Don't throw it away.
That's right.
You better get all you can get and quit planning your escape. Sit here and cannot wait till they get out that door so they don't have to come back anymore. May I say you're going the wrong direction? Why don't you let God do something in your heart and you won't long to go out that door and not have to come back?
Amen.
I didn't go to church enough to long to get out of the place. One time I ever went to when my dad took us to my grandma's. Oh, what a blessing to be in church.
Amen.
Amen.
A great sum I obtained this. Boy, what a price. What a price. Thank God. It was paid.
Amen.
Thank God in the church.
Amen.
Look at this now. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began, but now is made manifest by the appearing of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, glory, hallelujah,
amen,
and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. I could say so much. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That thing, good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom is Phygellus and Hermogenes. The Lord give mercy unto the house of Onesiphorus, for he oft refreshed me. What a testimony. What a friend.
Amen.
This friend.
Right.
He said he oft refreshed me.
Amen.
That's a testimony.
Yes, sir.
It was not ashamed of my chain. But when he was in Rome, he sought me out very diligently and found me. The Lord grant unto him that he may find mercy of the Lord in that day. And in how many things he ministered unto me at Ephesus, thou knowest very well. If you look at verse 7, this is what has been on my heart. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Lord, how we thank you for what our ears have already heard. We thank you for what our hearts have already felt. We thank you, Lord, that you provided another day and a place to be in church. Lord, we're eternally grateful. This day will be recorded in history. You'll bring it back up to judgment one day. And so, Lord, we don't want to throw it away. I pray for every voice, every mind, every heart that's in this room, that you help us, Lord, this day, help each one. And I pray especially, dear God, for these young ones and for those whose minds are not concerned. Pray for the adults here whose minds are not concerned. I pray, God, in mercy today that you do something for them that they cannot do for themselves.
Right.
Please help us, Lord. Thank you for the liberty. Thank you for the precious word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Contrary to some preachers, my method's not going to help you. My intellect's not going to help you.
Right.
My discernment's not going to help you.
Right.
No matter what I know about you, it's not going to help you.
Right.
If this don't do it,
that's right.
You won't get nothing.
Amen.
That's right.
If this don't do it, it ain't going to get done.
Exactly right.
If the Word of God don't do something in your heart today, you won't get anything. Nothing.
That's right.
The Holy Ghost of God and the Word of God, you are begotten by the Word.
Amen.
You are begotten by the Word. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. It's the Word of God. It's the job done. I thought about that word fear. That's so much fear. Especially all this COVID has brought out what people's hearts are made of.
Yeah.
People scared to death. People scared to death. If they feared God, if people feared God as much as they feared this virus,
right?
Oh my, how we'd have something from God.
Amen.
They fear. Well, fear causes so much. Now, you know, we're supposed to fear God. That's what we're supposed to fear. We fear everything but what we're supposed to fear.
That's right.
Everybody's got scared to death of something, man. Everybody's scared of this and scared of that. Scared to leave their doors unlocked. Everybody has so much fear. But the Bible said God didn't give us the spirit of fear. And I understand, and I sure appreciate that. You've got to have common sense. If somebody breaks in my van and it's not locked, then whose fault is that? I understand that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what the locks are for. I lock it.
That's right.
I lock it. We've had cars stolen right out of our driveway, so I lock mine.
That's right.
I lock it. A drunk stumbled up in our driveway just looking for a car that was open, and he found one. Because we didn't lock it. We didn't care about locking our doors back then. So this
right.
Truck just... And the keys are in it. What more? Hey, they used to give a car without no keys. My soul, man, give them keys too.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
So he takes off and tears it all to pieces. And, you know, it wasn't much know-how, but it was the only car we had. So we might have another one just like a piece of junk. But it was the only piece of junk you had, buddy. You're in trouble. Because it's hard to replace that piece of junk when it's the only piece of junk you got.
That's right.
I wish everybody in here that gets the first driving off the drive a piece of junk.
Good, man.
I think you ruin somebody when you give them a nice car, the first car they drive. You need to give them one with a weak battery, straight drive, 6-door, window won't roll up. You got to put some wood
like
in
it, hey,
window,
man.
No rear view mirror.
Yes, sir.
I think everybody ought to drive a piece of junk when they get their license so they'll appreciate a real car. Be nice. I won't charge you nothing for that. Solomon said this. Ecclesiastes 12:13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. For This is the whole duty of man. Matthew 10:28. And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. You know, that servant was given them talents. And he was supposed to take that talent and make more money with it. And the Bible says he buried it. And when he was called upon, and he said, "Why didn't you take that talent and make more money with it? This is my money, and I gave you that money to make money with it. Why didn't you make money with it?" He said, "I feared." Mm-hmm. You feared the wrong thing. Now, not only do you not have money, we're going to take what I gave you away. So he lost it anyway. Isn't that something? Oh, Zedekiah. Jeremiah kept telling him over and over, surrender. It's over with. The judgment of God is on this place. The Chaldeans or the Babylonians are all going to come in here and they're going to take you away. And if you do not go out there and surrender to them people, they're going to kill you. And Zedekiah's words was, "I fear." He said, "Fear not, only obey my voice."
Right.
Just obey my voice. And he didn't obey God. And he feared. He feared the wrong thing. And they got Zedekiah, and they took Zedekiah's sons, and they killed Zedekiah's sons right in front of his face just before they gouged his eyeballs out and roasted him. The Bible said they roasted him in the fire. The last thing the man seen was his sons being killed in front of his eyes. Isn't that awful?
Yes, sir.
You know why? Because he feared the wrong thing.
That's right.
You know what you need to fear? It's God.
Man.
This crowd, let me tell you something. You know why this crowd is always gaming? You know why they're gaming? You know why they're watching stuff and why they're taking dope? You know why they keep drinking and they smoke dope and they take dope and they gotta have Prozac? They cannot live a day without some kind of stinking dope.
That's right.
Because they fear reality. They do not want to face reality.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Right.
So they gotta drink more, so
that's
they gotta
right,
smoke
preacher.
More, so they gotta take more, so they gotta occupy Escape. Their mind because they don't want to face reality.
Sir.
Fear. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that? Why is it you feel like that? Why is that a problem? Why are you so overtaken by that? It come from God.
God, man.
I don't fear to get up.
No.
I don't fear to get up. Every day is another resurrection. Do you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, sir.
Every day a child gets, God gets up, it's a time of the resurrection. I'm resurrected again. Sleep's a time of death.
Right.
Every morning I resurrect again to a new day. God's right. Given, this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will
rejoice. That's right.
Be glad in.
Glad in.
Another day, glory to God, that we've given from God. Another opportunity we've been given from God.
Yes, sir.
No fear.
Right.
All them stickers used to be on trucks and everywhere. No fear. No fear.
Dare to death.
I thought you sucker. You just think you don't have no fear. I let you ride around a truck like I did one time. My arm caught inside the truck like that, and a knife stuck up underneath my throat. We're riding 10 miles an hour around this building.
Yeah.
Yeah. No fear.
Yeah.
You just wait.
That's
that
right.
Double barrel shotgun's pointed at you with both barrels
cocked. Better believe it, buddy.
Yeah. You big tall, aren't you?
Amen.
Put you in the right position, we'll see you pee in your pants.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, there'll be some fear. It's got to get you in the right position, man.
Yes, sir.
You fear the wrong thing.
That's
the wrong thing.
Yeah.
An old man died. Tanya Newton's brother got COVID. And he wouldn't go on a ventilator. And he said, "No, I'm not going on a ventilator." He called his wife yesterday. And he said, "I'm sorry." He said, "I'm going to have to go." He called her now at 7:30. He said, "I'm sorry, I'm going to have to go." He said, "This noise and junk up here is bothering me." Well, he called her. 9:00, son, he went on the door.
Hey, man.
I thought it ain't great. Brother Newton called me and I said, "Well, old buddy," I said, "that ain't gonna happen to us." I said, "We're here for the duration." Lord ain't gonna let us out that easy. I don't believe a word of it. I don't believe it for one second. I don't believe I'm gonna die. If I do, woo! Hallelujah. I've always wanted to be on the other side. I wanted to see what it's like over there and to get raptured out.
Right.
But I don't believe it's gonna happen. My wife said, ah, vehicle's gonna be your death. I said, No. No, I'll just get mangled up and beat all to pieces and have to suffer, and I'm gonna live. I'm not going to die. I don't believe I'm going to die at all, ever, until the trumpet sounds and I just switch it all out. I don't have that kind of fear anymore, you understand? I don't have that fear. I don't have a fear of dying. I don't have a fear of dying.
Right.
I try not to let fear captivate me. You know what happens to me? You know why people won't put out a gospel tract? I bet some of you haven't put out one gospel tract this week. I bet some of you haven't put one out the whole month.
That's right.
And you're a child of God. And it's shameful. And I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed constantly.
That's right.
You know why you don't want to put it out? Fear. Mm-hmm. You fear what somebody's going to say if you give them that gospel.
That's right.
That's what it is. It's fear. Fear comes in all kind of forms, but God didn't give you that.
That's right.
He said, God, you know what he said? Power. Mm-hmm. Power to overcome. Power to overcome. Power and love. Love the sinner so much that you want to see him go to hell.
Right.
So you give him the word of God. I gave one over here, Sonic, the other night. Throw the trash. Hey. That track's job was done and my job was done.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I did what I was supposed to do, and the Word of God did what it was supposed to do. And he said, my word will not return void. Right. I told my wife, I said, oh boy, one day you're going to stand before God and the judgment of God Almighty at the great white throne. God's going to bring this day up that one more time. Mm-hmm. A gospel preacher brought the gospel to you.
That's right.
And you threw it in the trash.
Right.
I will not have this man to rule over me. You know what you say when you sit around and you twiddle your thumbs and you play in church and you abide your time. You abide your time until the last amen said so I can go out that door and be out of here again.
Right.
You know what you're saying? I will not have that man rule over me. I read it again in Isaiah 53. You know what it says? You know I used to misquote that? Let's look at that real quick. Isaiah 53. I want you to see it with your eyes. Because I misquoted that many, many times. No matter how many times I've read that, I misquoted that. And I read it again. I want you to look at that. Isaiah 53. Somebody was there, I believe, maybe even Wednesday night or somewhere. I heard somebody read this. Is that a preacher? I believe a preacher might have been there. Listen to this. It says, who hath believed our report? And to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? You know who that arm is? That's the Lord Jesus. Mm-hmm. For he, the arm, shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. Plants can't dry. Plants can't grow in a dry ground. This one did. He hath no form nor comeliness. And when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. When I read that, I thought, man, I wish I could see him right now. I bet he's beautiful.
Amen.
Save my soul. Amen. The only hope I've ever had, he's got to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. But the Bible says there was nothing in him that you desired. Now listen to this. Next verse. He, what? What's the next word?
Yes. Yes.
Say it again.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
He is what?
Despised.
Present tense.
Right.
Every time I quote that verse, I went down there because it says it down below it. From it says, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. I always quote this verse and I said, he was despised. You know what it says?
He is. What about that?
He is.
Good catch.
Despised. You know why you don't want to go to church? Because you despise.
That's right.
You know why you don't want this book? Because you despise him. This ain't mine. I'm not here at my bidding. I didn't call me. I was a hell-raising fool. Right. I didn't want God. Right. I didn't want church. I wasn't going to church. Right. I was on my way to hell, and I didn't care about God. But he saved me, and he changed me, and he called me to preach. I didn't write this. He is despised.
Right.
He's despised. People hate God.
Yes, sir.
They don't want to obey God. They don't want the word of God in their life. They don't want to do right. They are bent. They are bent on doing wrong. You better hear me. Sir. And only you can change that. You can't change it, but you can only you can go to one thing.
That's right.
Nobody's going to make you. There's going to come a day. You hear me now. There's going to come a day. Nobody's going to make you go to church. My three sons are sitting down there in Jacksonville right now just as full of the devil. They hate God. They don't want God. They don't want the Bible. They don't want church. They don't want anything to do with God. Oh, that never come out of their mouth. I've never heard them say, I hate God. You don't have to. You don't have to say, I hate God with my mouth. When you don't want the Word of God, and you don't want church, and you don't want to serve God, it's because you hate God. And it's going to manifest one day.
Right.
Right.
But you hate God. It's already manifest. But you know what? You got an opportunity today. You can't change yourself. You know what's so funny? You know what my philosophy was when I was full of the devil and out in sin? One day I'm going to get saved. That was my philosophy. I'm going to fall on my knees and I'm going to call on God before I die and I'm going to go to heaven. Mm. It don't work that way.
That's right.
Even laying up there in that hospital, even laying up there in that rehab hospital with steel screws in my skull and my head hanging in 20 pounds of traction, it wasn't an option. This is where it's at.
Yeah.
And every day you wait, it gets harder.
That's right.
Harder and harder and harder. And only God can change that. Only God. You can't save yourself. You can call on God till the day you die and go straight to hell. The Bible said, many shall say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not done wonderful works in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils? And he said, I'm going to say unto them, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you.
Right.
There's many souls in hell today that called on the name of Jesus Christ to save them. They died and went to hell without God.
That's right, brother.
Calling on the name of God is not to save them. Repentance.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
A change of heart.
Sir.
This is what's saving.
Yes, sir.
You know what you fear? The wrong thing. You know what you better fear? You better fear that God doesn't say, I'm through with you.
That's right.
You have sat in church and sat in church and sat in church and sat in church and played games with God and played games with God and played games with God, and God said, now I'm going to play with you. Now I'm going to let you wander. Cain said, my punishment's greater than I can bear. I'm amazed at his understanding of the judgment of God that he put on him. He said, you're going to be a vagabond. He said, that ground you worship is no longer going to respond to you. He said, I'm going to be driven from your face.
That's right.
I can no longer have God. Isn't that awful? One sin. And every time the devil sinned, one time. Mm-hmm. How many times the angels sinned? One time. And God said, I'm done with you. Never another chance to repent. One time.
That's right.
Why does he owe us thousands of times to repent? Why does God owe us anything? God owes nobody anything.
That's right.
And you can play games with God if you want to today, and you can twiddle your thumbs and wish you weren't in church, but one day, you're going to wish you were.
That's right.
Today's the day. Listen to this, I'm done.
Good, preacher.
Trust in the Lord. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Mm-hmm. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. In all thy ways, let everybody know that it's him. Acknowledge him,
right,
and he shall direct thy path.
Man.
Philippians 1:6. These are the greatest promises that you'll ever read in the Word of God. What a promise.
Yes, sir.
You know what he wants? You to acknowledge him.
This very thing.
He wants you to say with your mouth, you're one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He wants you to say with your mouth, you are Lord of my life. That's what he wants.
Sir.
Being confident, Philippians 1:6. Being confident, I preached that verse here, of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you, yes, will perform it.
Yes, he will.
Until the day.
Hey.
Jesus Christ.
Yes,
you know what that does for me?
Amen.
There's no way I can lose my salvation.
That's right.
There is no way, folks. I'm not being facetious nor wicked. It does not matter what I do.
That's right.
That's right.
If I murdered someone, like the man he was talking about today who took his wife and five or six children and set them on the doorstep of his father-in-law's house and left them and went with another woman. This is a preacher, a missionary.
That's right.
And hunting out one day with his oldest son. Boom! Dropped dead.
Yeah.
And his son said, who was a Marine, he was a Navy corpsman. He said, if I ever tried to revive somebody, he said, I tried to revive him.
That's right.
He said he was dead when he hit.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
You won't live when God pulls the plug.
Right.
You won't. But you won't die if you don't want you to.
That's right.
Have no fear of death, folks. Have no fear.
That's right.
I don't have to fear.
Oh, no.
All these people taking this medicine for panic attacks, I probably had 10 of them things. I got the eighth night of my COVID, I'm laying in bed and it's like somebody poured radiation at my feet and it come all the way up my body. My whole body's cooking like it is cooking from the inside.
That's right.
And my breath went away. And I couldn't breathe. And I had to get my wife, I didn't even have the strength to get out of the bed. I had to get my wife to help me. And I sat there in that chair and I prayed. You know why? Because I know it's not anything. God can take care of this.
That's right.
I ain't taking no dope for this. There is a God in heaven.
Amen.
That can help me.
That's right.
And I'm not to fear panic attacks. I'm not to fear COVID. I'm not to fear disease. Fear God.
I see.
He has the power. I'm not going to get to my outline. But I'm going to tell you something. You're in the greatest place on planet Earth today. There's not a greater place, folks. This is the greatest place.
Yeah.
If you could ever get it in your mind that this is ordained of God, God warned us here today.
That's right.
God warned us
100%.
Here today. The God of the universe wanted you that in your right here.
That's right.
He wanted you.
Amen.
and you could ever get in your head that this is another opportunity. This is your opportunity right now. This is your opportunity. You want something from God? He wants to give it to you. He brought you here for that reason. God wants to give it to you.
Amen.
If you're in bondage, God wants to free you.
Yeah.
If you're not filled, God wants to fill you.
Sure.
If you're not saved, God wants to save you. The ball is never in His court. Ever.
Right.
If you're not saved, it's because you don't want to be saved.
Right.
You don't want to be saved. Because God came to seek and to save. Jesus came to seek and to save. That's what He wants.
Right.
The only thing that stops a man is the man.
Right.
He'll be saved. He wants to save you today. I'm so glad I'm in church.
Amen.
I'm so glad God saves old sinners.
Amen.
I'm thrilled and amazed how He sets them free. But the biggest surprise in redeeming old sinners is that He would save an old sinner like me.
Amen.
You know what's wrong with some of y'all? You ain't never been in bondage. You're like them Pharisees.
Right.
We were never in bondage to any man. Oh, really? What do you call Egypt?
Right.
That's right.
430 years and they begged God and they beaten the devil out of them.
Right.
Thank God I was in bondage.
Yeah.
Thank God I seen the day I was in bondage.
Amen.
And thank God He made me free.
Right.
I'm free today.
Amen.
Free. Lord, and we thank You, Father, for Your mercy. Lord, we thank You for the precious Word of God. I pray this morning, and even right now, You'd speak to the hearts, the souls in this room. Lord, I pray for that one right now that's lost. You know they're lost.